say if you were at a say somebody was hosting.
Well, what I'm speaking of is a home. You understand?
Yeah.
In a home where you would have the father and mother and two or three children, maybe an aunt or an uncle visiting. Well, that I'm not speaking of when you were in public,
uh-huh.
where you went to visit some strangers, you understand?
Yeah.
Well, then you had your company manners, you understand?
Now, perhaps you had a little more than you could eat for Sunday dinner. Then Sunday night, the food would be...
Leftovers, in some cases, yes.
The food had been cooked and...
Yeah, it was leftovers.
Yeah. It had been warmed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you had just done what? You had warmed it? Yeah.
Warmed it over. In some cases, you could eat it cold.
Okay.
Now, one thing I used to like when I was a kid, if they had a pot of rice left, they have it, put it in a big frying pan and fry it. You know, you had crisp and dry rice, and it was really good.
Yeah. Did you get any food that you couldn't, it would really...
masticate, you mean?
You really chew, really work on your jaws?
Oh, yes, if you got a tough piece of beef.
You had to really...
You do it, or if you couldn't chew it, you just got up from the table and went outside and spit it out.
Okay. Now, sir, do you remember when you were coming up, maybe they would make things illegally here, some kind of illegal beverages or some sort of thing like that?
Well, yes, during Prohibition.
What would they make?
Well, the houses would make wine and they would make beer.
Called it?
Homebrew,
yeah.
And wine. And they also, you could also, but more or less, people, look like I heard something. Let me look. They made wine, and often people, you had bootleggers around that could furnish you with something harder, you understand?
What
and they were
that?
Quite, well, White Lightning, whiskey,
yeah.
What they called whiskey.
What about the place where they'd sell it?
Well, it was sold...
in the what?
Well,
the tiger?
Well, the time Blind Tiger was used, doing that when saloons were legal, that was before bootlegging time.
Oh.
He sold it without a license.
Where did that come from?
That came from he sold the liquor without a license.
He was a blind tiger?
That's a term. I don't know the origin of it, you understand?
Okay.
Of the word. But it was sold in some business where he didn't take out a license to operate a saloon. But the bootlegger, that started in 1920 or 21. He peddled his wares in all kinds of ways. Sometimes you had to go to his house to buy. Sometimes there was one old Negro, I remember well, he peddled it summer and winter. He always wore his overcoat. And he had 100 pockets in and he had the bottles all in there. It could be middle of July. And he'd go down the road. Somebody caught on to him, you know. And they told the deputy sheriff about it. So he passed by him one day, fixed it, he just took his stick and he did that.
Broke
all the bottles.
Now the things that there were some things that you'd buy and they would, you know, they'd be imitation, but you know, like the syrup you buy, it would be imitation, but back in the old days,
Well, I don't think we had any other than you had corn syrup. Now, people didn't like corn syrup in this section.
Yeah.
Or you had blended syrup, you know, corn and cane. But I don't think we had anything that would,
Now, what would be on a belt to tell whether that it was cowhide and nothing else?
I don't know.
Well, you know, there'd be something on a belt and it would say, gin. It would say, what on the belt? It might say,
I can't answer that.
Yeah.
I really don't.